Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master, and with me we have Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hey, everybody.
And last but not least, Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
So, question of the day is for me this time, and it is, what do you think the secret of this world is? What is the thing that makes it unique?
So, I thought that there's possibly a feedback loop between the world and Earth, allowing Earth to get more powerful.
That's an option. It's not right, but it's an option.
I thought of it because of Murphy.
Oh, are you
going to
tell us if we get something right?
Potentially. Now,
I thought of it because of Murphy.
You do have the next 2 minutes to come up with an answer, and I'm not going to let you have tinfoil hat moments because you had all week to come up with that. So, Art, do you have an answer?
I'm going to say that this is probably a nexus for various portals.
I can correct you in that you know Earth is a nexus point.
Yes. But that also, but there's...
This also could be a
secondary nexus.
That is true. It is a secondary nexus. You know that. Or you can surmise that.
Yeah, because we know there... We came in one way and there is a... We know there's another one heading back to Earth.
Mike?
We know there's another one heading back to Earth. We were told to find a way home. We don't know that there is one.
Oh, that's true.
You're assuming there's a way home. So or you get powerful enough that he doesn't.
So you have Banish, right?
That would do it.
I don't have Banish.
Oh, shit.
You can take it now, though.
I could.
Yeah, but then he loses out on the two spells he did pick.
Yeah. He'll level up again. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
but it would be sad because then we wouldn't know how to get back here if we wanted to come back.
That's fair. Well, based on some previous information we were given, I'm pretty sure it has something to do with the fact that A, it's a desert, but one of the shopkeepers had like snowflake earrings. That was something we were, mentioned that was weird. So
what's special about this world?
That is such a broad question that there is no correct answer.
What is the defining unique trait of this world?
Again, broad question.
It's
there
really
are 15
not.
Million answers.
I can think of three, and I came
what
up
is,
with it.
What is the defining trait? What makes this world unique? Well, for starters, there's Bastets that are naturally here.
Mm-hmm.
That's because of the goddess, but anyway.
You asked.
It isn't a world thing. I did not ask for a smart-ass answer. I just asked for an answer.
I'm still working on it, but, the only thing I know, it's that it's related somehow to the fact that they don't have winter or haven't had winter in a while or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I think this is a Dungeons and Daddy situation where this is actually Faerun, and we were transported here.
Mike, you're both wrong and not wrong at the same time.
How the fuck is that possible?
It does have to do with the ice, you kind of put us in that direction. Yeah, the earrings were a hint.
You told us that directly.
So, I believe, if I'm correct, you guys finished shopping, and that was the end of the day, and you guys went to sleep the next day.
Yes, and we were going to learn how to...
One more thing on the shopping list, though, that we didn't mention.
The boat?
The rifle.
Oh, yeah, you bought a crystal rifle?
Yeah.
I want to say... they'd ask for, like, half a pound of seasoning. Or a significant portion of your drops.
Half a pound? pepper, salt.
Of anything you're willing to offer. Whatever you have the most of.
How about this? Pound of salt?
Actually, they're not interested in the salt.
Pound of pepper?
Wait, hold on. I actually have to check my notes. Give me a second. I had a thing about where salt, about salt. Bitch. That's not there. Give me 3 seconds. I'm so sorry.
I bet we get
top dollar. Okay, yeah, no, salt's valuable here. You're right.
Top dollar for pumpkin spice.
Yeah, we already lost. We
all
already,
spice?
So a pound of salt?
Yeah, no, they said a half pound. So, and when you say you have multiple varieties, they ask you for like a half pound of salt and a half pound of something else, you know, if you got it. Especially considering how pure it is, you know. That was actually in a show we watched. Like, they were, the people were amazed how pure the salt was because it's so easy for us to do. Okay. So, you have a laser rifle. They do, what color is it? It's your choice. Which will also determine the element it does.
It just says radiant on the thing.
Yeah, but this is a modification based on the world. So, if you want it green to match your armor, it would be lightning or acid.
Okay. Well, acid's a nice callback. I'll take that.
Okay. It's got a bit of a Melta feel right now.
Yeah.
He's not mad. Okay.
I am not.
I don't know how you can modify it in the document. Anyway, so you guys are the next day. You're the person who you were. I can delete that. Yeah, with Yusuf. Yusuf was going to teach you to drive your boat.
Yes.
The Sam boat. Did I put in how big a boat did you guys got? I gave you rough stats on it, right? It says it's a sedan, right?
Yeah. Hang on.
It was the size of a sedan. I remember that.
Yeah.
I bought a sand sedan. And it has an elemental crystal to power it. So that was like your big purchase.
Yes.
I remember. So the next day, Yusuf takes you guys out into the desert on his skiff. Actually, you know, I think he would just drive yours. Out into. What he affectionately refers to as the training lands, and it's pretty much flat desert, almost looks like the salt flats.
It's the parking lot you go to learn how to drive.
Exactly. There's a few small hills like so we can teach you how to jump it because you're going to be jumping, you know. And I need everyone to roll me a raw dexterity or wisdom, depending on what you're doing on the boat. If you're actually steering, you're doing dexterity. Everyone else is using, dexterity or wisdom, whichever you want, because essentially it lets you, there are different roles you can take on the boat.
Okay.
What are, like, roles in the ship? So I'd assume that he would be driving.
There's a pilot.
I would assume he would be driving.
There's a pilot.
Pilot.
There's a someone who mans the actual like the who mans the crystal, which is not the pilot because the pilot is in charge of steering this bitch. And then there's a pilot and a what you call like an engine man or a crystal man.
Okay.
And then there's the guy in charge of the actual sails, making sure that they're not fucked with.
Okay.
I feel like.
So to put it in. sailing terms, yes. You got the grinder, who is the one who
correct.
Grinds it's these gears for the sail.
Bless you.
Thank you.
So in sailing terms, we have a grinder that grinds the sails?
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's see. So you got the... So, based on the sail GP, you'd have your flight... You have your captain. You have your flight controller. Because since they are...
Hydrofoils? Yeah.
That's how high you are. High... They control how high the boat
basically
flies.
That would be the person who's
doing the crystal. Yes.
Yeah, so you've got a grinder, a captain, and a flight controller.
Uh-huh.
So, who's doing what?
I don't know what would... Well, let's see here. What would be best for Natalie?
The driver will always be...
I have +9 for dexterity. Maybe, perhaps, I should do the dexterity one.
Plus 9?
Yeah.
Flat dex?
No, your dex is 5.
Flat dex. That's my saving throw. +5.
Either way, you're the best at both of the roles that he told us to make.
Okay.
You have the highest wisdom and the highest dex.
Okay, well, listen.
So whichever one you guys are not as good at, she would take. Logically.
So do you want me to roll with a +2 or a +1?
Probably the +2.
+2.
Grinder would be strength.
You're right. Strength. You could use strength for the grinder.
+3. Yay.
Or
intelligence +4. No.
So yeah, I would probably, my dex is +4, which would be the highest for me.
Okay.
So, what's your wisdom?
Wisdom is +4.
She isn't a caster. She can't man. The only person here who can actually use this the
crystal is me.
Is Sal could, but he doesn't know that.
Still learning.
So what I'm seeing here is that you already knew where everyone was going. You should just told us what to roll.
No, because essentially you two could have been... Natalie and Mike could have flipped, theoretically. You shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like. Could have just... What am I rolling?
Raw dex.
And I'm...
You're the flight controller. Mm-hmm. You're rolling charisma. Because that's how you channel your magic.
11. 5 + 6.
14 + 3 = 17.
23 total. 18 + 5.
Is anyone surprised?
No.
Alright, hold on. Okay.
In order, the
ride is choppy, because you keep accidentally dipping into the sand a little too much and then getting chucked forward because Chris is not good at his job yet. Yusuf rides it like a fine instrument. But I need dex saves from everybody, because Chris may or may not beat you off your boat.
19 + 9 = 28.
Total of 12.
So you fly off, but you catch yourself in the air. They have to circle back around to get you. But you don't eat shit, because you could fly.
Dex save?
You're fine. I saw your 15. Oh, yeah. Sal, with your... You kind of take to this... Like, it's in your blood. It's very similar to
windsurfing,
which I know you talked about having done. So, you pick up on it pretty quick. The only part that's hard is the fact that you're the only guy doing it. And the sails, I mean, basically Chris keeps putting too much energy into the sails. And then it's really hard to haul them back in.
Luckily, I have advantage on strength saves. And strength
checks because you're large. Hippo belt. Yeah, and then Natalie, you've driven cars, you've driven boats, you've driven planes.
I've driven a plane.
You've flown a plane.
I've flown a plane.
Your family's rich.
Nighthawk would have taught you.
Yeah, Nighthawk. He says in case you're ever on a plane and someone else doesn't know how to fly, I need you to be able to land this bitch.
You know what, though? That makes sense.
He just kind of took you aside and said, you know, would you rather, if I can't fly it, would you rather Herc fly it or you fly it?
No.
on one of the puddle jumpers you guys took to St. Lucia one year. Yeah, he taught you to fly it.
Of course.
It's not, it was not smooth. Mostly Chris. Entirely Chris, actually. Chris, I need you to roll it
and
again.
And then I have a moment where I'm like, am I bad at flying? Am I doing something wrong?
You have no control of the height. That's the problem.
I feel like it's my fault, though.
You're like, did I hit a divot? Did I aim for a divot or
yes,
something?
Yes, exactly. What am I doing wrong to make it so bad?
15?
9 plus...
6 is 15.
Yeah.
That was the DC.
Okay.
So
getting used to it.
Over. It's about 6 hours into this that he finally catches his shit. And you stop almost dying. And you see he slowly relaxes. And he goes, oh. Yusuf saved you guys from actually crashing at least 3 or 4 times. Like a sudden, like, hand over and, like, you know, either to dump energy or to siphon it. And, he kind of takes you guys he says, we've got a bit of time. It's high noon, which is hot, but the boat has some sort of heat resistance, not dramatic, but it's enough that you won't die in the middle of the summer, because it's like 115 outside and
so comfortable.
It's on if you don't have fire resistance, it's very uncomfortable. So he says, I'm gonna take you up the Great River just so you can see kind of how it was.
Okay.
And he expertly, you know, he steps in, and he, as someone who literally this is his life, he stands between where Chris and Athena are and does both, which is obviously not like he's kind of reaching for it, but he can do it. And your speed increases dramatically, and he yells for Sal to brace himself. And then you guys just jet off, and he takes you up the Great River. You guys probably travel for another hour, so it's maybe like 3 o'clock. You guys stop for lunch, obviously. About 3 o'clock, and you start noticing, like, and you're in like what would have been the river. Like he's actually you're in the like, and he's pointing out like, you know, there were buildings here. They're all worn down by time. And I need everyone to roll me a perception check.
12 plus 5 for 15. You're 17. I can math.
16 plus
12. Okay.
Yeah, 14 plus 4 for 18. It's pretty good for me.
There you go.
He beat me by 1.
No. What is the low roll? What's the high roll?
28. Why are you not surprised?
Not
surprised, yeah.
Surprised. Son of a bitch. Okay. I can work with this. This is actually good. So you guys are kind of ripping along. And you're spotting... The low guys, people who didn't break 20, but did break 15. You start to spot what looks like recent movement, like something like, you know, a little bit of like you see a door that's cracked open. Everything else is caked in sand. The door is open. You'll spot things like a tiny wisp of smoke, a little bit of smoke rising. And Nelly, you said as well. But what you'll also spot is that directly above you, hidden by the sun, is something. It's hidden below the 28. It's something made out of air.
Okay.
Like it is. You see. Like it looks almost like a heat haze up above you. What do you do?
I see a heat haze above me.
Correct.
Okay. Guys, I see there's a haze above us.
Is it something invisible?
And I point to it.
Ow, my eyes. I have infravision. That's a bad idea. Don't look at the sun.
Don't look at the sun.
Infravision's not long enough range for the sun to hurt you.
I know, but still. Still not a bright idea.
Nobody remembers.
Well, it's a very bright idea. Mm-hmm. Just not a good idea.
It's a bright idea.
Ow. Roll your psychic damage.
What is it, 4?
You can double it.
8.
You're not actually doing the damage to your people. You guys suck. Okay. But anyway, that's what you see above you. You see, and you all hear, like, sounds like what sounds like rustling. As you guys are moving pretty quick. Mm-hmm. And whatever it is keeping pace with you.
Is there anything, I'll ask Yusuf, is there anything in this area that we need to be worried about? Creatures?
He says, we've cleared out everything here decades ago.
Yeah, things are moving back.
He says that shouldn't be possible. I am currently fighting this thing harder than shit right now. Holy crap. The encounter builder's just being an absolute bitch. There we go.
Oh, by the way, we didn't mention this earlier. We're level 10 now.
Oh, yeah, they dinged.
Before we jump into the fight and all go, hey, we have new abilities.
All right. We should do that really
fast. I heard a ding.
Yes, we should do that really fast. Why don't you two go through what you got for your levels while I go grab the other thing? I know what you got.
I got level 10 fighter, so I have Eldritch Strike from Eldritch Knight and a new weapon mastery, which I took for the laser rifle, which it does slow as its special effect. Fun.
So, I got...
Oh, you got the fun stuff.
I got magical secrets.
It's a secret.
Shh. Yeah, so I actually took the Steel Wind Strike.
There you go.
So, that'll be fun if we run up against a bunch of things. Then again, it is rolling to hit, so...
That is problematic. And again, you couldn't let Natalie roll for you.
Oh, that would be nice. But that, I doubt that'll actually happen. And then the other spell, I dropped Shatter and took Enervation.
Also a very good spell.
Yep. So something that I can hit hard with and something that'll help heal me.
I took Wither and Bloom as my new spell and a new cantrip that I can't remember the name of. Booming Blade, because I can swap that in for one of my attacks. Yeah, don't run from me. I'm going to kick your ass.
Alright, you go through your level ups?
Yeah.
Natalie got hit level 10, level 9 Ranger. You want to go through what you got, Natalie, or do you not remember?
No.
You got expertise. And you picked up expertise in sleight of hand and acrobatics, if I remember right.
Correct.
And also picked up a third level spell of...
Dispel magic.
And Conjure Barrage.
Yes.
And that was it.
Conjure Barrage is fun.
Conjure Barrage is definitely a thing. Alright. What are y'all doing? You're talking to Yusuf. Yusuf says that there should be nothing. This place has been cleared out for forever, basically.
When was the last time it was checked?
6 months ago.
Plenty of time for bandits or things like that to move.
I don't think it's bandits.
Creatures generally don't open doors or close them.
And you point those out to him as he drives by, and he actually stops the boat. He says, I need to investigate this. It's my duty.
Okay.
I can try my new toy.
So the thing above us stopped too?
Yes. If you stop, they stop.
How far above it is it from us?
Maybe 1,000 feet. It's high. It's very high. She needed that 20. It was a DC was 27.
Shut up.
Like, no it way. Was, it was, yeah.
Okay, can I shoot it with a bow and arrow?
No.
It's 1,000 feet up. You're no. 600.
You may have to have a friend go investigate.
Poof.
Harriet?
Yeah.
What's her shape today?
What can go up that high? What do you think?
Any bird.
Any bird can go up that high?
1,000 feet? I'm sorry, any flighted bird, Tigler. Like,
penguin.
So let's think. We're in a desert. I want it to be a parrot.
A parrot would not...
It keeps the same stats for regardless.
Yeah, I get that. But parrots aren't desert. They're
condor. Vulture. Vulture.
Some kind of big cruising.
Falcon. Hawk.
Some kind of big eagle. Cruising bird.
That's what I said. Yeah, eagles. I think it was the first time I said.
We'll do...
This is more of a flavor thing than anything.
A falcon.
Okay. So she says...
Is it the falcon?
Not the
from
falcon.
The last game?
No.
No.
That's dangerous.
Falcon? Falcon friend?
Oh, we do have a drone, too.
Yeah.
So she says, what do you want me to do?
I need you to go and just kind of investigate, and then I point that.
Should I be subtle, like you're not being?
Yes.
Please.
Got it. Please. She takes off in circle, and then she starts slowly rising on thermals. You guys, Yusuf has parked the boat. He disables the crystal, and then he's climbing up the... He pulls out a pair of sand blades that somehow let him climb the wall, the sand wall.
Okay.
And then when he gets up, he throws down a rope for you guys to follow him up, or you just fucking jump over.
Grab.
Fly. He looks, he says, I have got to remember you can do that. And he goes to what he called out was a temple at one point, a river temple. And inside, he says, these are all sealed. So when the Great River came, you know, returns, they'll be able to be used. And you go inside, and this thing is absolutely torn apart. All the gold, crystals, everything is ripped out of it. It literally looks like a wrecking crew went through. And he's just like shocked. He drops his sand blades, and goes, "What happened?"
Well, obviously we're gonna have to investigate. So,
he's taken aback. He really is like, doesn't know what to do. And then he says, I sealed this place myself with a powerful crystal. This shouldn't happen. And you go look by the door, and with the doorknob, you kind of look at the door kind of closely, and what you know, it's been a lot of like, it's the crystal with like, it has a little magnet that it almost looks like a magnet that keeps it closed, versus it being like a mechanical latch because metal's not as common. And the crystal's just gone. There's just gone. Not like removed. Like, I'm sorry. Like removed. Like there's nothing. There's a hole. There's no shards or anything.
It got taken.
He says that should have detonated if it was interfered with. It would have been enough to level this building.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Anti-magic, dispel magic.
Do you have any creatures on this planet that actually eat crystals?
There's a few, but not common. There's the great tortoise, the great tortoises do, crystalline tortoises. There's some worms that do, big worm, you know, worms like WURM.
Kind of guessed that.
Not WYRM, but WURM.
Yeah.
Sandworms kind of things. The sandworms do.
Don't walk with a pen.
Nothing.
I already made that joke. And I got yelled at.
But not, nothing other than that. I mean...
That you know of currently.
I've lived here all my life.
We haven't. We're new.
You're not wrong.
In case you forgot.
He says, but no, for nothing else that I can think of. And any perception again?
So, I have a theory.
15 total for me.
I'm back to my normal.
19 plus 12 for 31. I'm sorry,
an 18, a 19, and another 19, I'm going to have to check your dice with salt, and you're not going to like it.
Maybe I'm just good.
No one is this good. I bought those dice, too. That's the bitch of it.
These ones?
Yeah.
Did you?
They're all for initiative dice? Yeah.
No, I bought these. Oh, no, you bought... I bought these ones. While we're on vacation.
Okay. You hear, a tiny giggle.
Oh, what? Where?
I don't know where.
Should we investigate?
This is not a big place. It's probably 30 foot across, 30 foot by, like, maybe 20 foot. There's an altar, and then there's a curtained off area for the priest to live. Not a grand place by any stretch of the imagination.
Could I, like, I feel like perception mean, too. So.
It is.
And I didn't see anything? I just heard it?
No. It was behind you.
Okay. I'll look around.
Roll initiative.
I look around, and that's initiative?
Yep, because it was about to attack. Natalie?
What do you mean, Natalie?
What'd you roll?
An 18 plus 8. It's not that high.
She's rolling different dice, too.
I know.
It was these two. Or the 18-19s. And then this was just the 18.
Try the other one.
What one? This one?
Yeah.
11.
All right, good. It's not... Mike?
15.
That one's a 2.
Camaro?
This is punishment die.
5.
Plus?
No. Total.
1 plus 4.
Okay. So that one.
Athena, you're going to spot... At least a trio of tiny, 1 foot tall creatures made out of crystal. With crystalline wings.
Okay.
There's a form made out of air behind it. Natalie, what does Athena do?
Throw me up there.
It's like, it's right behind you. I'm talking like.
I forgot that it's not at the outside.
It has tiny bladed arms that are ready to shank you.
It's behind me?
Yes.
I do a full turnaround and I shank it with my claws.
Okay, so you're attacking.
Oh, that's something that I needed to add.
Roll to hit.
What is it? Minus 5 plus 10?
That is, everyone has asked that, yes.
I'm not going to 360 no scope.
I'm not going to 360. I'm assuming because it's pretty, like, it's about where Paul is. That's where, in my brain.
There is exactly one within your reach. There are two others that are...
Okay, I'm going to go with the one that's in my reach.
Okay.
Natural.
It's dead. Can't make it up.
And you're watching her roll it, too. It's...
I literally can't make it up.
You can never test this one because it would break my heart.
I'm filling in a salt bath and it's gonna float.
It's gonna just stick up with 20.
No, it's gonna stick up with 1, and then he goes, "What the hell?"
Oh. Oh, sorry.
It's Stop just, it! It's just her.
Yeah.
What in the fuck? 19, 12, 18. No, it's the die. It's obviously unbalanced. No, 4. What the? 16. Okay, fine. It's okay. Anyway, you killed it. There are more, and then there's a thing made out of air behind it.
Go. I blow on it.
It died. You speared it through the chest, and it exploded into dust.
Yeah, I go.
There are... You have... Effectively,
yeah, that.
You have 2 more attacks with your claws.
I run up to the next one.
Okay.
Wait. They are being combative, right? Like I'm.
It had a blade ready to shank you in the chest.
Okay, so I go up to run up to the next one and I go, "Do you want what's coming for you?" Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have disadvantage. Sorry, I forgot. But I'm not gonna take the nat 20 away.
So 6 plus 10, or 16.
16 actually hits.
Okay. A d6.
+6.
+6, but it says Nick.
That's why you get 3.
That's why you get 3 attacks, yeah.
2 plus 6 for 8.
Okay. It is still alive.
Okay. And then I do it again.
Same one? Okay.
Third one.
Disadvantage.
5 plus 10 for 15. Miss. So I miss again.
Okay. That was Athena. Floating through the wall. I'm using the digital tracker right now. Floating through the wall is a larger form who targets. Which one of you looks the least? It's got to be Chris. Targets Chris.
The least ooh. Threatening?
Yeah.
Well, that's just rude.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, but you're going to make the charisma save here.
Probably.
I'm just making a guess.
Cocked. I hate you for falling over. 23, 16, and 9.
So the 23 will hit.
Yeah, I thought so. There's another D8 in here. So this is force damage. This is lightning.
Okay.
I need a con save from you. 14, 22, 26 points. And then a con save.
Yeah, 13's not going to save.
It did, actually.
Really?
That was the DC.
It's a plus 4 is 13,
it's a weaker monster.
Okay.
All right, Sal, it's you.
Okay. Which, any of them close enough that I can get there and start swinging?
The whole room is 30 foot across. You can be wherever you want.
Okay. Well, let's go and find out what this big guy can do.
Do it.
All right, so we'll switch to the glaive and we'll swap out one of my attacks for a...
Booming Blade?
Booming Blade, and we'll go from there.
It is resistant to thunder damage.
I don't know that.
No, I'm just telling you, so I'll give me half of that if you hit with it.
Alright, first attack. Okay, that is a 9 plus... Where's the 8?
9?
I feel that.
3.
18 to hit.
That hits exactly.
Cool. Alright, so D12, 2D6, and a D8.
The D8 is halved. Thank you.
Two points of thunder, already halved.
Okay.
And then the rest is 15 on the first attack.
Okay, I took it.
Second attack, will miss. Because right. If a 18 just barely hits, two less will definitely miss. Not.
Anything else you'd like to do?
No, because I switched weapons. So.
Okay. That guy's dead. That guy's not. Natalie, I am attacking you.
Well, that seems fair. It seems fair, honestly. I forgot to pull out a friend.
It's going to attack 3 times. Art has probably figured this out. Is that I think he's figured out what this is already.
He had an idea.
Take 7 points. Here's the next one.
Wait, okay, I'll hold up. Are you able to?
Oh, I've got a bunch more to come.
No, I'm saying like you're able to do just a sum total of all 3 attacks.
Yes, the first one did 7 damage.
Okay.
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 I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more of these to go.
Your name is Pincushion.
Because you killed one of them.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Let me just pull out my fucking calculator. Let's not do mental math right now, because my brain ain't for it. Alright, so 122 minus 7 minus...
9.
I forgot.
Alright, I'll give you the total for this person.
My glaive has grays, so it would have done 5 more damage.
Because you're missing... I will take that. Give me 1 second. Thank you, Mike, for correcting me. So this is 9 and 7 is 16 from that one.
Okay.
The next one.
Okay.
19.
Misses.
Hits. 7 points.
And that's it?
Nope.
Okay.
18. I think hits you, right?
Yeah. And
27. That is... 8, 11, 17.
Okay.
This one's going after Yusuf. It hits him once. Yusuf takes 8. Someone wants to track that, they can. Alright, next one. This is on Chris. Wow, that's 3 hits.
What are they?
23, 22, and 26.
Okay.
Two minimum damage is 1 max, so 6 and 18 is 24. Yeah. This one's on Natalie. On Athena again. 2 hits. For 18 points.
Okay. Any more?
2, actually.
2 more. Perfect.
This one's going to go on Sal. 20 even and 27.
27 will hit.
8 points. Last one I'm on you as well.
I bet.
20, 19, 19.
Nothing.
Boo.
23.
Still?
It was 20. Down
it
one.
Was 24, yeah. I got plus 8 to hit. I mean, shit. Alright, and then... another form of air. This one does not come out of the... This one comes into the door. Is going to... surround Athena. And then I need a strength saving throw from you.
Great. About to take more damage.
What was your total?
7.
Well, I did piss poor on my damage roll, so take 10 as you get, and then you're gonna take an extra 2d6. I'm getting thrown into the wall. Take 19 total.
19 total.
Yep.
Instead, okay. So, when I started that turn, and they started that turn, I was at 122 hit points, and now I'm at 38.
Welcome to the jungle!
I'm just gonna draw minus infinity sign, and then write 38. You suck.
That was that.
You didn't even think, like, oh, maybe they would want to push Chimera? Anyone else.
Who killed one of them?
I know I did. I'm 38.
Honestly, you can single tap these things. They have that few hit points.
Holy shit, Dwal.
Welcome to my world.
Holy shit, dude.
Mr. Art, it is your turn.
84
How many of them are there?
Left? 9. 9 and 2 air forms.
Alright. Well, I might as well pull out the big thing first.
84. Holy shit. Sorry. High five. That's pretty cool. Good job.
This is some of my favorite monsters. Tiny but mighty.
Apparently.
So are there 5 of them within a 30-foot area? They're all in a 30-foot area, aren't they? Because that's how big the room was.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to use my magical secret.
What's that?
Oh, God.
Steel Windstrike?
Yeah. Overkill as shit on the things with 10 hit points, but,
Yeah, but I can hopefully kill 5 of them.
Yeah. Let's look at any line.
Well, no, because you actually teleport to the 5 different ones and end up 5 foot from
one of them. Uh-huh. They're all to hit rolls?
Yes.
Magic attack roll.
Yep.
Balls.
Yeah, but it's hard.
You're right. I'm going to start from the bottom my way up. Or you're killing the two on you first, I'm guessing, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that was F and G. Fucking God.
Do I just go old school? D6, D10? Because the D20s are doing nothing for me?
No. Because it confuses me.
That's before the D20s actually...
It confuses me.
You're no fun.
He just did 84 damage to me.
15?
Miss. Dead. I'm sorry, what's the damage on it?
60-10.
I'm going to assume you roll at least a 3 on one of those dice. If you hit it, they die.
Right.
Pick a letter. You're teleporting, so...
Yeah, G.
Okay. Yeah, that was one Yusuf. Dead.
F.
That's the one you already killed.
Oh. D.
Okay. That's one of the ones on her. Dead.
I got one more, yeah. A.
Dead.
Oh. B.
Has 2 hit points.
C.
C.
Also on her.
Nope. So I got... Three hits? That's pretty good.
Honestly, I thought you were just going to fireball the room. Just boom. We'll soak it. Boom.
I just wanted to remind you that I took 84 damage.
All right.
Ow.
You have a bonus action and a reaction. A bonus action and movement left.
My bonus action, I think I'm going to summon a sibling.
Which sibling? The one who knows magic missile?
Oh my god, I can end those things.
They've got a +6 to initiative and I rolled a fucking 7.
Yeah.
I was so mad.
Hey, they're going before me.
Yeah, but everything goes before you.
The wizard comes out.
Does she cast magic missile?
Magic missile.
Uh-huh.
What level does she cast it at?
Let's see. So you get an extra
one per. It's 3. It's n plus 2.
And how many of them are left?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 are left. 1 has 2 hit points, so you only need 1 for that.
Okay. So yeah. Might as well just go ahead and go at 5th level.
So get 7. And then put 3 into 2 of them to guarantee they die. Because you can't kill them without 2. I'm spoiling it. They have 10 hit points. So D4 plus 1.
Oh, yeah.
So you need 3 to kill one.
Yeah.
So you kill the one kill for the sure. Sure. And then roll me 64. I have D4s. I'd like to borrow these.
I got them.
Or 3D4, then 3D4. Because you need to roll...
Yes.
Halfway you can average.
I got it.
I have my own magic missile.
Roll.
Was it all just give it a tiny? Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just 10 on the dice right there.
Alright, so that one's dead.
Power.
Yeah.
I think my magic missile might kill them outright.
4, 7.
Plus 3 is 10.
10, yeah.
So there are now 3 quicklings. That's at the stat block.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna know them as crystal sylphs, but they're quicklings for a stat block. That was a sibling. Yep. Athena, you have one next to you.
You son of a bitch. Murphy, go get
him. Bonus action, summon Murphy.
That would be really funny. You know what?
Murphy's not a summon, it just happens.
I just want that to happen. I'm like, you son of a bitch. I'm gonna get you. Murphy!
What element do you pick?
So we got crystals, right? So what breaks crystals?
Oh, the element you have access to? None of them.
Fire.
That's the opposite.
When you heat it up really high, it shatters like glass.
Not good crystal.
In my brain, that's how it works. But your reaction to it says telling you maybe don't do that, Natalie.
Things that live in the desert?
Things that live in the desert, maybe not. So maybe a cold.
What do you? Yeah.
Maybe a cold? Maybe a cold. Okay.
Roll the hit. That one misses.
Okay. He's like, I'm
sorry. Welcome to the other end of the bell curve.
I'm sorry, boss. And I'm like, it's fine. I got it.
Murphy does not call you boss.
In my brain, but in reality, he says.
It moved.
I see. So we got a 16 plus 10.
That hits. That's for Ted?
For me.
You going to summon Ted?
No.
That's for me.
Oh, Harriet's up
top. Harriet's already up top. So 16 plus 10.
She says, it's not up here anymore.
16 plus 10.
Hits.
D6. 6 plus 6 for 12.
Dead.
Thank God. Anything else?
You have another attack. You have two more attacks.
Where else do I see?
There's two more around you.
An 8 plus 10.
Hits.
4 plus 6 for 10.
Dead.
Next one, 15 plus 10.
You have disadvantage.
15 plus 10. Reroll ones and twos.
You do. She literally has to roll a 3 to attempt to kill it.
We forgot to mention something at the start of the game.
What?
The spear.
Oh, yeah, the spear falls out of her. The spear reappears in your inventory. The Eldanian spear.
We realized how much power it was giving your weapons to be broken as hell. So we have the Elanian spear and
okay.
Does the same thing.
It's why your attack is only doing a D6 instead of 2 D6 like it was.
Correct. Alright, next.
Next is me. Yes?
Yeah, I believe so.
Can I get multiple?
No, it's the other elemental. It's gonna try and recharge its attack on Chris. Balls. Needed a 6. I didn't expect it. Rolling to hit 3 times. I will hit.
It worried about me being in its face?
Well, he teleported away, so it's you. I don't hit you.
Thank you.
It's what I'm here for.
Sal.
Is there a way I can get more than one of these things in a 10-foot radius?
There's two on her.
Can I get both of them without hitting her?
No. They're the size of a cat on her feet.
Got it.
A cat with a knife trying to shank you, but...
Well, so a cat.
They're bigger knives.
You're not wrong, but... Well, there goes that plan. All right. We're just going to keep on swinging, then. We'll do the booming blade for the first attack, and follow-up attack is just regular.
Yep.
It's not disadvantage, right? That's just the quicklings?
No, yes.
Okay, so 17 will miss.
Correct.
And a 17 plus 9, so 26 will hit.
Yep.
Which doesn't have the booming blade, because...
The first attack, yeah.
I missed. Or does it not activate until it hits?
No, it's part of the attack.
Okay, that was stupid.
It got stuck?
Yeah. Okay, so 16 total damage.
Plus 5 for the graze.
No. Oh, plus 5 for the graze for the miss, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I remembered.
21.
All right, anything else?
I'll use the back end for the... Since I have a bonus action.
Why not?
That'll miss. A 2 on the die.
Do I take graze for that too? It's an attack.
It's an attack made with the glaive, but it's with the butt end.
We just do what?
Five.
Five?
Because that's what the graze
You know what?
Does.
Yeah, it's fine. All right. Is it one quickling left? My one hit point, one quickling.
Two. I thought you said there's two left. That's why it was...
One. I just checked the list. There's a singular quickling. Who was? Yells in sand tongue, "Death to the blasphemers!"
Get the blasphemers.
Death to the blasphemers. Crit you.
Me?
Yeah, I did.
They want your femurs.
Apparently they do. Here we go.
Another hit.
Back to my calculator.
It's not a lot of damage. The crit was for 11, the crit was for 9. The regular's for 8. So 17 total.
It's only one this time.
Yeah, we got we cleared the field.
I'm at 21.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
It's fine. Yusuf takes out his rifle.
Thank you.
And is going to drill. Blast. Is going to drill the bigger one. In the face.
The air thing.
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
I mean,
he's rolling like art though. He'll hit once for 14 points. He hit the shot 3 times. It went pew pew ping ping off the armor for like the hardened air. And now it is my lesser elemental. It's going to grapple Athena.
Again?
No, actually grapple. Roll.
Tell me why.
Athletics or acrobatics.
13 plus 18.
You rolled an 18?
I rolled 18 an 18
plus
a 13
for acrobatics.
I have advantage because I'm large. Mm-hmm. I got a 2 and a 4.
Good!
So you're 31.
Thank God.
Beats my 4. I'm sorry. Meets six. It? 6 beats my 6.
I thought you said meets it. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You remember the 5 D's of dodgeball?
The 5 D's of dodgeball. Duck, dive.
Dip, duck, dive.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. That's dodge twice. Shut up.
20 hits you.
Stop it!
15.
God damn it! Leave me alone! Son, I'm at 6!
Kamara, it's your turn.
I'll kick you.
Have you been hit?
I kick.
I'm not through the temporary hit points you gave me.
Did you remember temporary
hit points?
15
temporary hit
16.
Points. 16.
Because of level 10.
Oh, okay.
Natalie forgot she had those.
Oh, Lord. I have my 22, right? That's 22. Yeah. Oh, God.
She feels a little better.
Oh, I'm at 22.
Come here, what you doing? What are you and your sibling doing?
Oh my god.
I haven't even started working on my actual shield.
I haven't worked on my actual shield because Athena is my shield right now.
As I'm a bonus action.
Where the fuck are you?
Cast healing word on Natalie at third level.
So 64.
Yes.
Plus 6.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, we looked it up. Healing potions are not doubled, so
just healing spells,
which makes sense.
7
8 9 10 11
No, that's a 4.
Is it?
This
you
one's
not. Oh wow, okay, I can see it now. It had to turn it.
Cause
okay, all right, I gave you those dice. Yeah.
Yes you did.
They're pretty.
Yes they are. So 13. 6 13 plus 6.
19 points.
Thank you.
Almost doubled her hit points. you have an action left. You can cantrip or use a power set. Or use something from the power set.
I am going to definitely... the air element... She has an air elemental and he has an air elemental.
The one is pretty much amorphous. That's a regular elemental. You know enough about nature to know that's probably an elemental soldier, maybe, of some kind. Attacking Sal. And missing horrifically.
So I'm going to go ahead and do Vicious Mockery on the...
Other one?
On the other one.
The regular
elemental. Yeah, I'm not going to make that save. Is it Charisma save?
Wisdom save.
I have a shot at making that. And I'm not minus 2. I fail. Roll your damage. They buffed the damage on it too, didn't they? Vicious Mockery?
Pretty sure. 1d6.
It's psychic. It's d6 instead of d4s.
So it's 2d6 because we're.
Yep.
That's nice.
And he has disadvantage on the next attack roll. So 9.
You hurt his feelings.
And I hope so.
And 10% of his HP. Okay. Next. Sibling. It is Hazel, right? Hazel's the wizard, or Rachel? Rachel Dawn?
Yeah.
So, what wizardy thing is she going to do to my monsters? Would you believe me if I told you it maintained where I was in the fight, too? It didn't lose, even though it crashed?
Yeah. Makes sense. Cutting that. Yeah, thunder damage isn't exactly good against an air element.
No.
I guess it's more of a sand element. It's got like elements of sand in it, you know.
I think that's what it. That's what she's gonna do. Let me just double check.
Oh, I guess it's official. The new D&D. I do have to tell you, the Myrmidon or the soldier one is bloodied.
All right. She is going to do an elemental bane at 4th level.
What's that do?
Choose one creature you can see within range. And she's going to use cold on it.
To which one?
The one on...
The soldier or the non-soldier?
The non-soldier.
Okay. What do I do?
Succeed on a con saving throw.
No. I got a 3.
Or be affected by the spell for the duration of the first time. Each turn the affected target takes damage of the... Choose one creature.
The spell is Elemental Bane, right?
Yes.
Just gonna Google it.
The first time each turn, affected target creature takes damage of the chosen type. The target takes an extra 2d6. Oh, okay. It was not what I was thinking. So Murphy was
cold.
Doing cold damage.
Okay.
Yeah, it just means whenever we take cold damage, it takes 2d6 more.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really great for this because you don't all do cold damage.
Right.
No, but we can.
Would you rather do a different spell? That I'll keep the save. I'm not going to punish you for your spell not doing exactly what you wanted it to.
Yeah, that's not what I was thinking it was going to do, but it's been...
The party of pyromancers uses that. Oh my god! It burns!
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Is there any of them near her?
There's an air elemental on her, and then the air myrmidon.
Yeah, but not next to Rachel.
Rachel could move.
Yeah.
She can move anywhere in the room. Like, it's a small location.
Yeah, she's gonna move up against the soldier here.
Yeah.
And then cast Storm Door and end up next to...
What's that do?
Thunder damage? Crackling with lightning.
I'll Google it.
On each of your turns for the duration, you can use your bonus action to call up lightning and open such a storm door again, targeting different space with the door each time. If you are doubts or storm develops,
where is the spell from?
I believe
elemental. Abentides. Yeah, look at Abentides.
Okay, I gotta go spell. It didn't show up in my search.
So on a failed save, it's a dex save. They'll take a d12 lightning, and then he'll have to make one also.
I already said I failed. Yeah. I'm not going back on it.
I failed.
No. The one on you.
Oh.
Because it's...
You said you have to make a save.
The one on... Oh, the one... No. The one on you would have to make a save also.
Because you're taking between the two.
Two. Exactly.
Got it.
And you're not outdoors, so it's not going to get any bigger.
Okay. Correct.
So it's just a d12?
Yep.
And then the other one I'm going to make a save as well. That one will make it.
Oh, that's too bad.
And so the...
d12 damage.
Roll it. That's no damage for that was a... What?
But it's a concentration spell, so I can continue to do it each turn.
Unless I move.
Transport, too.
Yeah.
It's a teleport.
Yeah. I'll take one damage.
8 on the other one.
But I made that save.
Yes. So 4.
It's lightning damage?
Yes.
I'm resistant.
Of course you are.
You know what this thing is.
I was trying. Some of them aren't.
I still take one, even on the one that's take one, because he takes one. All right, next. Mirage.
Yes.
Athena.
Yes.
You have no more little bastards to try and... Oh, sorry, there's one more left. He's still somehow alive.
I kill him.
I thought you said she popped him.
No, he had one hit point left. Did you miss? You have two more attacks.
Okay.
You're disadvantaged still.
I miss again. With a 1. Again.
We'll see how bad it is.
Nope.
I said we'll see how bad it is.
16 total. Miss. A 4. And an 8.
4 is usually a drop weapon, but it's a claw. Yeah. You're fine. A uniquely suited penalty. Okay. Somehow the Quickling lived. Against...
Oh, Murphy.
Ah, fuck. You're still disadvantaged.
Why are we disadvantaged?
The Quicklings only have...
They have 23 dexterity. They schmoove.
But 8 plus 7?
Miss.
But with code?
Still miss.
But with code?
Still miss.
It's because you touched my dice.
Next.
Harriet. Gets one swing.
Yeah.
Harriet.
It's a big swing, but...
Harriet. She poops on it.
Harriet's
still... Hold on.
Still...
You're in turn 2. I'm going to roll a d4. How many turns from the beginning?
Okay.
So if I got a 1 or a 2, she's here. She's here. She's here. Roll the hit.
17.
Disadvantage.
17.
Disadvantage.
17.
She kills it.
I like to think that we're all missing, and then finally she's just like, God!
She just comes,
swerves in through the door and just goes, oh, hey! Was that causing all the problems?
You're welcome.
It did 20 plus damage to her last turn. Like, that one hit point asshole.
She goes, you're welcome.
All right, next. Sal. No, it's the soldier. He's going to try and hurt you. He's not going to succeed, but he's going to try. Do I get my fancy attack? No. That is cocked, but can I get it to land?
No.
That's really sad, because that might have hit.
Yeah, but it was a 2. It was more on the
2. It was an 18.
It was more on the
18. Was up, though.
2 was more.
Either way,
you re-rolled it.
I missed you 3 times. Sal, it's your turn.
we're going to try again with the Booming Blade. A 14 plus 9, so that will hit.
Just roll all your attacks. And okay. Do it at the end.
18, so that'll hit. And the last one will miss with a 7 plus 9, so...
I'll add 5 where the last damage is. Roll, just roll your damage at once and we'll...
Working on it. So 7 on the thunder damage.
So 3.
And then 10, 20, 30, 41 for the other two attacks.
Plus 41 plus 3? Is it including the 3? 10,
20, 30, 41, 46, not including the 3 and not including the miss.
So 51 total.
51 total.
You are so close. So close. Alright, he's alive though. Be-doo, be-doo, be-doo.
I don't want to action surge, but... Oh! I'm going to use my astral...
Kinetic?
My astral spark for additional force damage.
Dies. It had. It will get a crack on the way out, though.
That'll hit.
Let's see if my special works. Of course not. Take 11.
Take 11?
Yep. 7 plus 4.
Shield is starting to take some damage now.
The other one's going to start pounding on Athena.
He's not going to get mad.
Why?
That I killed the,
tell me why.
Because it's been attacking you the whole time.
It's been attacking you.
Twenty-two and twenty-three.
Oh, your armor class is 19.
Shield.
You don't have one.
I do.
You don't.
I do.
You don't. All right, first attack. Let me double check. Oh, it's better than I thought. One more than that, but that's 15 points for the first attack. And 13 points for the second. You up still?
Yes.
By how many?
13.
Oh, you healed her. Is it gonna try and fly away? No, it doesn't care. Yeah, it will.
No! Don't be a little weenie bitch!
It just flies away.
How fast is it?
Whose turn's next?
90 foot perfect fly.
Okay.
So, and it can go in between the sand because it's not a solid. It's a gas.
Okay.
The elemental fucks off. Now you can attack it as it leaves if you'd like.
Yes, please.
You can't kill it, but you can try. Yes, please.
Actually, Rachel can attack it when it leaves too, because she ended up next to it.
She don't, but only as it, but only with a melee attack. She doesn't have warcaster.
I go.
That's true.
I go Hunter's Mark.
Nope.
Hunter's Mark?
Nope.
That was so cool that one time, please.
No.
You're no fun anymore. Natural 20, fuck off!
You still can't kill it.
What's this, do you have any weapon masteries? And what is the, oh, right, Nick, never mind. Oh, I was gonna say, if you had slow...
So roll, you do get sneak attack, which you forgot about.
Natural 20, I kill it.
No.
I quit. Roll,
roll damage. Roll 2d6.
No, 2d10.
2d6.
2d10. I have a d10.
Not with your sword. Not with your claws.
I'm not doing claws. I'm doing my
bow. You're using claws the whole time.
So boring. 9 plus 6 for 15.
No. So you have 9 base plus 12 is 21 plus 6 is 27. Alright, 27 damage to the elemental. It is hurt, but not even bloodied. Murphy can attack it because he's leaving.
I have two more, don't I?
No, it's a reaction. You only get one.
Oh, Murphy can apply his cold damage to that attack if you'd like.
Ooh, sure. Roll two more d6 and add 12.
7 plus 12?
19 more.
19?
Because it was off the crit.
Murphy could theoretically kill it.
So can I.
And Harriet. It's
not, you're not within reach.
No, but I can chase it and I can shoot it.
Harriet.
Harriet can try.
Not with a two. Murphy.
Lucky.
You're
16.
You're one a yes. day?
Yes. 16 plus 8. I'm killing dead. It.
Somebody's blood.
9 plus 7.
Yeah. 9 plus 7 is 16. 16. It is so close to dead.
Murphy.
Harriet. It's Murphy now.
Murphy.
I just did Murphy.
No, that was...
Oh, Harriet.
Oh, okay.
Does Rachel have a melee attack that isn't a spell?
I'm assuming she'd have some sort of staff or something.
16 plus 9.
Hits.
2d4. 7 plus 8.
15?
Yes. Fuck you! Let me have it!
Two hit points.
Yes, you dude. Suck!
However, Rachel now gets an attack. Is Rachel gonna get the kill?
Fucking two!
It went from almost full hit points to dead because of a crit.
Oh my god.
I mean, just on the sheet, she does have a melee attack at plus 9.
I can't see the die. Did you really? Crit?
They just both wind up at the same time.
What?
Yes!
What is it? Well, describe it.
I'm assuming she's carrying some sort of staff, because she is a wizard. Crystalline staff would probably be...
It's already down on her sheets.
The sonic control crystal staff would make sense.
Yep.
Yeah, it has two hit points. Describe as you kill it.
As the staff hits it, it sets up a reverberation within it, and it just blows
all
the...
There's a blast of wind as it explodes.
Come here, it's your turn. There's one target left. No, it's dead, too. No, everything's dead. That was it.
Yeah.
You guys. And with that, that is the end.
Well, actually, so Yusuf is, you know, kind of beside himself. Like, this is happening. And he says, we have to go to the Grand Temple. The abandoned Grand Temple. We have to make sure it's still there. And as you guys consider what it might be, it's time to end.
Good night, everybody.